Think for a moment about a teenager's legendary ability to eat and complaints about constantly going to the grocery store and jokes about a bottomless pit might come to mind. That appetite is fueled by the births and growth and development happening to a teen. So what effect could food insecurity have on teenagers? That's the focus of research being done by Central Michigan University's Sharon Kukla Acevedo. She's an associate professor of public administration at CMU. And with us now, Sharon, welcome.
Thank you.
You are one of the first researchers to really closely look at the impact of hunger on older kids, on teens. What pointed you in that direction?
Well, we have a good feel of how food insecurity might affect young children in terms of behavioral outcomes and health outcomes, but there hasn't been a whole lot done on the second really critical developmental period of adolescence. And to answer your question, we know that in families with multiple children, those older children often feel the food insecurity more severely than the younger children. And this is because families will typically divert scarce resources from the older children to the younger children, thinking that the older children have more resources at their disposal to secure food outside of the home. So because of the fact that the adolescents feel that food insecurity more severely than the younger children, we thought that was really important to look at.
And you think of that age group, there's a lot going on physically and an awful lot going on emotionally and in terms of self-image. So if you're feeling insecure about where your next meal is coming when you're 13, what have you found that could mean in someone's life, let's say when they're 20 or 25?
What we find is that the food insecurity felt during that critical developmental period of adolescence, it's actually associated with riskier sexual choices. And so we measured those in terms of how many children that person had by the age of 25 and whether that individual had children during their teenage years. And what we find is that there is an association with the number of children that individual has if they felt that food insecurity during their adolescent years.
So when you think of social safety net programs that can help this problem and reduce food insecurity for teens, what's working well?
SNAP is working well. SNAP is, of course, the largest of the 15 programs administered by the Food and Nutrition Service. So you're talking about 14% of the population receiving SNAP benefits. And those benefits, while modest, it shows that a food program such as SNAP can actually help to alleviate some of these issues that our research is showing, that adolescents feeling this food insecurity could potentially have riskier sexual choices and also more negative mental health as well.
President Trump wiped out all funding for that Food Insecurity Nutrition Incentive Program in his proposed budget, and it does expire at year's end along with the 2014 Farm Bill. So even if the president doesn't get his way with this budget, has he opened the door to other GOP politicians to push for cutting or eliminating these social safety net programs, these food programs?
Yes, I believe so, and research such as this would suggest that that's exactly the wrong way to go. So what our research is saying is that some of these outcomes, having many children at a young age and having negative mental health at a young age, those will have serious financial consequences going forward and will end up being much more costly in the long term than some of these more modest nutrition programs that could potentially alleviate these.
So it's that old saying, penny wise and pound foolish? It sounds like you're saying trying to save taxpayer dollars by eliminating programs like the Food Insecurity Nutrition Incentive Program, the FINI program, that we're actually setting ourselves up for bigger problems down the road?
That is exactly what I'm saying.
We're seeing movement from some lawmakers to put restrictions on the type of food that SNAP recipients buy. Should that happen, do you think?
Some of our other research looking at more stringent requirements would suggest that the stresses that those requirements place on parents are actually more negative for their children. Requirements create stressors within the family functioning that create more negative relationships, more difficulties within the family, and actually their negative outcomes outweigh any kind of potential financial benefit that decision makers believe are attached to those.
So how do you feel, based on the kind of research you're doing in food insecurity, what should we be doing to address food insecurity and hunger in teenagers?
Nutrition programs that are more generous and have fewer requirements attached to them are actually more beneficial in the long run for families and for individuals, because that would allow for families to make the best choices to provide food for their families and for their children without those negative stressors attached with them.
I know that you recently received a grant, a $15,000 grant, to continue researching this long-term effects of hunger on these teenagers. What's the next question you want to explore?
What are the mechanisms behind why we are seeing some of these negative mental health outcomes and increased sexual risk-taking? So we have some ideas why this might be. We think that individuals that live in conditions marked by scarcity have reduced executive functioning that sort of limits their ability to make the best possible decisions. And so we're seeing this in terms of the sexual risk-taking. But we weren't seeing that same effect in terms of drug use or in terms of maybe negative external behavior, such as getting in physical fights. And so we want to understand what the differences are between those different groups of outcomes. Why are we seeing such a negative effect on sexual risk-taking, but not the same sort of effect on those other externalizing behaviors?
Sharon Kukla-Acevedo of Central Michigan University, one of the first researchers looking at the impact of hunger on teenagers. Sharon, thanks for sharing your work with us.
Thank you.